Wait, so I was telling somebody the other day. Let me pull up my microphone. So I was telling somebody the other day, they were talking about starting a podcast, and I was like, yeah, I've had a podcast for almost 2 years now. That's why I was here, ain't
It really is, and we're gonna be recording. That's why we're gonna lose our fan base. We just paying monthly subscriptions. You paying for
it?
this, and I'm paying for the host.
Because I saw that little thing hit my I saw that little thing hit my account the other day. Your Zoom subscription has podcast process. I was like, oh, that's crazy. Zoom.
That's wild. I ain't even been on there. I'm just waiting to see the little buzz sprout put out of my account. What the day is? The 12th. It's gonna come out there Friday tomorrow. That's crazy, fool.
Dang, Zoom, y'all still taking money like I done logged in. If I ain't logged in, y'all shouldn't be taking my money.
I mean,
Honestly.
y'all need to chill, sweets. I ain't even been here. I ain't even been using you.
That's what they help for with gym memberships too. That's why I get a lot of people to sign up at the beginning of the year. Then build their asses over the course of the year.
Planet motherfucking Fitness with their $10. That's how they get you. But then they be when they build a Planet Fitness, they be like, we open 24 hours, and then they cut the hours so people get to going.
For 24 hours this month.
Give me my $21 back,
Yeah,
cause I got the big package. I had to get in the chairs. I'm going to the gym just to lay on that massage table. Fuck with this.
bro, I had a gym membership, no lie. When I lived in Texas, I was going to a gym membership just to go to the sauna and get in the heated pool in the winter. Like,
That's really the only reason I would get a W gym membership. That's why I get in the pool. Anyway, in other news, what book do we read? Let me pull it up.
Delaney's Desert Chic by Brenda Jackson is actually the very first Westmoreland book.
And when I started reading this book, I feel like I probably read this before in like junior high school.
Probably. I said it's just celebrated its 20 year.
Ooh, wait, that's wild. 20 years ago, 2003. You know what? And then I probably shouldn't have been reading books like this in 2003. Well,
You probably didn't read it in 2003. You probably didn't read it till like 2000.
no, because I mean, you got to think 2003, we were kind of old. We're probably like 13.
Was like 12 because
No,
I
we
wasn't
weren't 12. You was. I was
anyone.
different.
I don't remember. Okay, so I didn't start reading romance to probably 14, so I wouldn't have read it yet.
I read some little books when I was like 14, 15, and I had Zane. That's all I'm gonna say.
That name.
And then the first Zane book I ever read was Ladies Alpha Phi Fuckem or something like that.
You know what? And I was thinking to myself, was Zane really like all that it lived up to be, or did we just because it was our first time reading like just sex in a book? Was
I
it
feel like
was life really good, or was it just like we read the word dick? Like that's the question.
I think that Zane, the her, I think that her books are pretty solid, but it's all smut. You know what I'm saying? It's really all smut. Good smut to me, but definitely all smut. Like no real substance.
No substance at all. You know, I was
It's
talking about it the other day. I was like, you know, when I first started reading romance, it was like, like when I would get to like, you know, the intimate scenes. But now I'd be like, okay, that has it. Womp, 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 womp. Like, I'm trying to get back to the story, honey.
and see me, I'm trying to get to the story and the fucking I need the sex. Like I need to read about the sex. And if it gives me a sex scene and that first sex scene don't hit on nothing,
Then I'm mad.
I kind of want to put the book down, but I'm gonna finish it because I started it.
Then I'm mad. And now I'm mad.
And I'm mad. This is regular. Y'all were talking about this guy. I was bucked up behind this.
Y'all boosted this up. And this is regular.
Regular. That boy Boosie was mad about that chicken sandwich, honey. And I don't blame him. Because the shit was regular. But anyway, Delaney's Desert Chic.
Hold on, real quick. Speaking of Boosie, I see what he has. Flavor Flav plays Daddy in the booth. I watched that clip and said, This is the most low budget I've ever seen in my entire life.
Where can I see this at?
It's really like a clip. They just posted a clip on the Shade Room that Boosie hired Flavor Flav to portray his daddy in the biopic, huh?
Oh, have mercy.
And basically, Boosie was like, "Where you been, man?" Flav was like, "I've been out here."
It's gonna be on Tubi.
They didn't call me. I said straight to Tubi.
It's gonna be on Tubi. Honey. Since we talk about low budget, you heard that Moneybagg Yo and Glorilla song? It's pretty low budget, but nobody likes it. Nobody likes it, but I kind of enjoy it. It's the beat, I think, and I'm gonna always support a Southern rapper, and so I don't know. I think that's why I like it. But everybody told me something just sound like two men rapping to each other.
Not two men, honey. But Glow do got a deep voice.
Two men rapping to each other.
All right. Delaney's Desert Chic. Like I was just said, it's the first installment of the Westmorelands. So if you know anything about Brenda Jackson, you know she got the Medeiros family and she got the Westmorelands. And them her two, like, strong family structures. Like, if you've read any kind of Brenda Jackson, you probably done heard of the Medeiros and you probably done heard of the Westmorelands, period. So Delaney's Desert Chic is the first Westmoreland book, and it's actually based on the main Westmorelands, like Dare, Thorn, all of them. It's their baby sister. So the brothers are still, like, older than her and everything, but she did the baby sister book first.
Players on him. What's crazy is these Brenda Jackson books are very much so relevant in 2023.
Right. Like, you,
I said, because, like, men are getting married older. Just like women are getting married older.
And so, like, the thing that you like about a Brenda Jackson book too is that it does not, like, I know I've read this book before, but reading it now, it don't sound like it should have been over 20 years old. Like,
right.
It definitely sound like it's something that could have happened yesterday.
Right. Like, it's given very much so modern times. Because I guess the only far-fetched part about it is her ending up at a cabin with some random prince. That's kind of far-fetched. But I don't put anything past.
Fantasy. That's fantasy.
I don't put anything past 2020, you know what I'm saying? Because anything is possible. Anything is possible. If somebody can win $1.35 billion, I can probably meet a prince. You know what I'm saying?
Or so anything is possible. Street that's named Prince. Either or.
Either or. Either or, honey. But yeah. Let's talk about a little Delaney and going on her little 30-day sabbatical.
A sabbatical just sound bougie. I want to go on a sabbatical. I don't want to go on a vacation. I'm going on a sabbatical, honey. And when I win this $1.35 billion, I'm going on a couple sabbaticals.
A permanent sabbatical. My life is a sabbatical.
My life is now a sabbatical. Courtney's sabbatical.
Don't speak. Address me by my name. Sabbatical.
Courtney's sabbatical.
And I thank you. But Delaney went to med school, honey, and said, "Well, I need me a little breaky break." Ain't no break, bitch. You want to be a doctor?
You get to saving lives.
Ain't no break. Go take care of these children. That's what you love.
So yeah, she's finished med school. So Delaney's finished med school, and she's getting ready to do her residency, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's getting ready to do her residency. So before she does her residency, she's like, "Ooh, I need a break, honey. They done been wearing me out with these exams. I need a break." So her cousin?
Yeah, Reggie.
Reggie. Her cousin Reggie owns this cabin kind of out in the middle of the woods with some of his friends. Right? So Reggie like, "Oh, yeah, cool. You can go out to the cabin and just have a little rest and relaxation, you know, and use the cabin until you get ready to go back to school." Right? Now, why she picked the cabin in the middle of the woods is neither here nor there for me, because I feel like if I was going on a little sabbatical, I'm somewhere in Mexico on the beach.
Exactly. Sun and buns. Sun and buns.
Like I'm somewhere with a couple of mixed drinks in my hand, like a full buffet.
Couple of mixed men.
Like that's what I'm looking at as far as the vacation. Like not secluded in the cabin where I'm fixing my own food every day. That sound like me being depressed.
Right, 'cause she said she had to go get groceries, honey, and I just ain't going nowhere where I got to buy groceries. Not by myself.
I don't want to buy groceries now. What make you think I want to buy groceries on vacation?
Only time I'm buying groceries on vacation is if it's like a girls' trip and we gonna cook a little breakfast. And the breakfast just gonna be a little biscuit so we can get drunk. But outside of that, you
Breakfast
know what I'm
is definitely
saying?
a little biscuit, maybe a little bacon to put inside the biscuit, but that's literally it.
A little biscuit and then four shots of Hennessy before we walk out the door. That's all I know.
To go get the real breakfast.
Because we finna go eat for real. We're going to brunch. But I guess, you know, Delaney said, I'm going on my sabbatical out here in the middle of nowhere. I'm going to enjoy Mother Nature down by the creek. I'm not going nowhere with a creek for my sabbatical.
That's not sneaky.
I don't like the way pine straw smell. No, thank you. Next question.
So she gets there, and Jamal was already there, wasn't
Jamal was on him a little sabbatical too.
he? So she gets there, and this dude is already in the house, right? So she lugging out her groceries and all her luggage out the car, you know, pulling it up to the front porch, and he like, whoa, 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 what you go, what you got? May I help you, ma'am?
You doing? What you doing here?
I see you got your bags.
I see you got your maid clothes on like you always do.
Hi, May. I didn't hire a housekeeping service.
Oh, what's
You
up?
got the wrong cabin.
And Delaney was like, no, you know what I'm saying? I don't think I got, I think you may be in the wrong spot,
Yeah.
honey bunny.
So she go in, she call Reggie, and she like, hey, it's this dude here. And Reggie's basically tell her, oops, my bad, fam.
Like, I didn't even know y'all were gonna both be there at the same time.
My friend who I co-owned the cabin with let his friend borrow. And right now it just gives a bunch of whole broke behavior. Because now you co-owning the cabin. He done let somebody stay. You done let somebody stay.
Like, why y'all ain't checking in with each other
Like
about the cat?
everybody say, hey, I'm gonna let my friend Bob use it. Anybody using the cabin this week, right? That I feel like that should have been like first thing. And that way he could have been like, yeah, my friend Jamal using it. And that way we wouldn't have had this issue.
But you know, then we wouldn't have had this issue, and we kind of need to have this issue.
Yeah, we wouldn't have had the book. But anyway, so Jamal, Ari, Yazir, Yazir, Yazir.
You see her, I guess.
Yeah. So Jamal is a chic. You know, I love me a good chic, honey. I love me a good chic read.
Love a royal.
I love it because you know what? I feel like it's in my spirit and in my mind to be a princess of sorts. So I do love a royal and I love a royal read because, yes, elevate me. Put the crown on my head. Elevate me.
Please paint the picture of my life, honey.
Why I lie here just living my life?
Let me know what's going on, honey.
So Jamal is in the cabin because basically he has to get his mind together because like he's the crown prince and it's getting time for him to go ahead and get married and you know settle down and perform all his little royal duties. So he's like, before you finna just throw me to the wolves out here to some random chick, let me just go out here and meditate and get my mind together, honey. So they're in the cabin at the same time, and basically they're like, Delaney, like, I ain't leaving. You need to leave. And he's like, well, I ain't leaving either. Although it would have made more sense for him to leave because, I mean, he got all the money in the world at his disposal. Just go buy
Like,
another
just go to the hotel. Go have a sabbatical somewhere else. You ain't necessarily got to use this one per se.
Like, you can definitely go get your mind right somewhere else. You ain't got to be here. Like, I'm broke. Nigga, I'm broke.
Also, she got the last, so I guess it really would have made more sense for her to leave over him.
But she ain't had no money. Who gonna pay for mine? You got the money.
She's going to turn around and go back after she done drove 7 hours. That's why she said, "Don't worry about it. We'll stay here together." You
Yep.
ain't.
She was like, it's two bedrooms. I'm being the second one. Good night.
It's 2 bedrooms and it's a bathroom in it, honey. You probably won't even see me because I'm gonna go to bed.
And for the most part, she did. She slept for like 7 days and seven nights.
I'm about to say for the first week she was in the bed.
So she was wild.
She'll be kidding you.
She is. They're my kids.
Hey, I always need a nap.
I understand. And
Gotta
somebody
put a
called
nap in the schedule. Y'all don't go on vacation with Courtney because she need a nap.
and I do. You
But
know,
really, everybody need a nap. My whole friend group need a nap.
period. When we went to Disney World, we would leave the parks because they can nap. We would get up in the morning and be like, all right, we're going to head on up out of this park by like 2.
You can lay down before dinner.
Yeah. We'll be back.
That's some old shit though. We're gonna leave the park at 3:30 at the latest. She need a nap. Okay. All right.
Us. That was literally us at Disney World. Well, we're gonna go ahead and get on up out of here. We look at each other. All right, y'all done for the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh, it's sleepy out here. It's real sleepy out here. Y'all don't feel sleepy? It's sleepy.
here. All right. We'll see y'all back at 6.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Anyway, so Delaney and the Sheik both stay. I mean, let me call him Jamal. Delaney and Jamal both decide to stay. Delaney sleep for the first. She really was on the sleep for like the first 2 days, 3 days, and then she finally decided to make an appearance. And Jamal in there working on the dining room table because it's got a wobble. He think it's the leg. Now, if he thought it was the leg, I don't understand why he was having such a hard time trying to tighten that leg up so the table wouldn't wobble. You a whole prince out here making diplomatic decisions. You can't figure out how to tighten the leg up on the table.
First of all, I wouldn't tighten nothing up. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna fold up a piece of paper,
And stick it up under there.
and stick it up
It wouldn't bother me bad enough to even do that, probably.
it would not bother me either. That's when you know you got too much time on your hands. I'd be like, "Ooh, this table, wow!"
This
And
table
that
wobble.
would be easy.
I don't give a fuck. This ain't my table. I ain't got to stay here forever.
I really don't care. They be
I went to college. I don't give a damn on the wobble table. You know how many bars I've been in, and the table been shaking.
a wobble on the table. I'm just gonna move my drink. What do you mean?
I
What
mean, drinks just rocking back and forth on that table. It
do
leaks the second time. You think I give a damn? No. I don't. That's how you know Jamal needed that sabbatical. He had too much going on. He
mean?
had
He's
pulled
worried
his
about that
tools
wobble on
out
the table.
to fix that wobbly table. So anyway, he ended up trying to fix the table, and Delaney pop out. Did she want to cook breakfast or something? Get a snack or something. And this is where we see them have their first interaction. So Delaney is a Western woman.
There's
And
your mom.
Jamal don't do Western women.
And they don't listen.
They don't listen to hard-headed. They're not submissive. Or so he think. He don't know. He ain't never really had one for real. You know, I think all cultures look at American women and be like, that bitch ain't got no home training right there. Parents don't teach them nothing. They want to be equals. And see, that's where you got us wrong, Jamal. I don't want to be your equal.
That is the furthest thing from my mind.
I want all men to understand, hear me, every man under the sound of my voice. I do not want to be treated equally. I want you to treat me better. Please.
Know, the Bible says for husbands to love their wife as they love the Lord. Oh, but they ain't ready for that conversation. They always want to speak on the part of the Bible where it say your wife should be submissive, but they don't never speak on the part of the Bible where it say husbands, love your wife as you love me. So baby, you're supposed to put me a work what I'm hearing is worship me.
Cause what could you say? I got to put me first, Lucius. I got to put me first. You need to put me first too, sir.
I got to put me first, and you need to put me first. So
We are
if I
putting
call,
me first.
I am first.
That's all I heard was first. Me, not you. Me.
Like men be like, oh, y'all want to be, oh, independent woman. I don't want to be no independent woman. Passenger princess that don't worry about nothing.
It doesn't pay a single thing.
I saw something. They said it was a TikTok, And it was like, my husband drinking Red Bulls, staying awake on a 17-hour road trip. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in the passenger seat taking naps and eating snacks, and had this little old lady who's in the passenger seat going, la 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 la.
Please, I don't want no part of the hard work.
Because I'm about to doze on off and take another nap, man.
Because I don't, I, this is not an equal opportunity lender situation. I don't care. But anyway, Jamal, I shouldn't call him Rashid. That's racist. That is racist. Jamal, I'm about to say Rashid, but
Rashid.
Jamal don't like Western women or whatever. And so him and Delaney get into it. They have a little back and forth because I don't even know how they got to talking about Le Jamal's country. But he was telling her, you know how women kind of stay in their place, given the whole barefoot and pregnant story or whatever. And Delaney was like, oh, baby, hell no. That is not the life for me. I can't do it. I won't do it. You ain't got to worry about me. So that's their first little back and forth situation. But when they're going back and forth, you can tell there's a little chemistry there. You know what I'm saying? Like they're gonna end up liking each other. And then the first time they get to argue, is that the first time they kiss?
No, they just kind of skirt around each other. I know they make a couple of trips to like the grocery store, but that ain't the first time they
I feel
do.
like they went to the grocery store after they kissed because she was avoiding him. Yeah, they went to the grocery store after they kissed because remember, she was avoiding him because. So after their little argument, little tit for tat in the kitchen, she waited until midnight
Oh yeah, to go back out.
to be like, I'm gonna go to the stove. And here was Jamal sitting on the couch.
Yeah, because he was in. I was like, so where
where
you
you
gonna
about to go? Oh, you going this late? Well, I'm gonna go too. Delaney was like, what the fuck? What
go? What
you
you gonna
need
do?
from the stove? You don't need nothing from the stove?
And I couldn't relate to when she was like, oh, I'm used to shopping at night, you know, being in school and stuff. But we used to love
Yeah.
the grocery store at night. For whatever reason, we ended up at Walmart after midnight.
It's really small town syndrome, honestly. Because we didn't have shit else to do.
When shit is open.
We lollygagged all day and then decided to be like, oh, I need some paper. I gotta have this for class tomorrow. Had all day to get it. But we didn't. So Delaney went to the store and little Jamal, damn, I almost called him Rashid again. Little Jamal went to the stove too. And so they have another, like, I feel heated exchange on the way back to the stove. Or like, it may not have been an exchange, but Jamal was definitely staring a hole in the side of Delaney's head.
And he asked her, so if you ever need any company, you can come to my room. And she was like, no, thank you.
Thanks, but no thanks. See, Delaney better than me because the first place I would have been was.
Because would we have made it 2 weeks? Absolutely not.
2 seconds, honey. As soon as I pulled up and decided that I was gonna stay.
Like, oh, he's fine. Because my thing is, she'd have been in her room for the past week and a half. I would have been out there. So, matter of fact, where's everybody from?
Where we all from? What do we all like to do?
Where are you from?
What are
Matter
we
of fact,
into?
where's everybody from?
Because baby, I'm getting fucked. That's it. That about sums it up. When they got to talking about Jamal being handsome, African, and what's it? Baber and
Bieber.
Eric Bissett. Tall, dark, and handsome. You got to worry about me. He would have had to figure out a way to get me up off of him.
Like, all right, I gotta go on home.
And I'm going on home with you to be your mistress.
Go together real bad.
Cause what the girl on TikTok be saying? I'm not finna come up off of it. Girl, come up off that lady man.
I'm not gonna go up off of.
I'm not finna come up off of it.
Might
Get
not
me
be
up
together today, but that's why I love them all.
off of it. That's why I love them all. That's why I love them all. Let's
Might
just get on
not be
it.
together today, but that's why I love them all.
What else happened? I feel like so much and so little happened at the same
So much, because they was really at that, cabin, being in hostage for like 2 months.
It was 2 weeks, like 3 weeks.
It felt like they were there a lifetime.
A lifetime. I guess I'll see you next lifetime. Okay, I'm
I
getting
know at
distracted.
one point, like, she was out there because she had bought her little romance novel at the grocery store, honey. So she was out there in the hammock reading her little romance novel. She got a little high and bothered, decided she was going to take a nap. And then she ended up having like a little erotic dream about Jamal. And she woke up and she was like, whoo, that dream felt so real. But it was really Jamal doing some kind of sexual assault while she was asleep.
Was that rapey? Oh, it was rapey.
Right,
Oh, Jamal out there licking on that girl titties, and she thinks she dreaming about it.
yeah, she sleeps, sir. That is sick. Police, help, police.
Somebody, anybody, get the police. Cause who are you? Doing? Jamal said he walked up on her and saw her lay down across the hammock and couldn't help himself.
Sir, that's
Sir.
a federal offense. What are you
You're a criminal, sweets. You should be ashamed of yourself.
your ass going to jail. You going to jail now?
We don't do that over here in Western civilization.
I don't know what y'all do over there,
I don't know what y'all do in the Middle East.
but over here, dum 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 dum.
Dum 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 dum. All right. Oh, glad he was out there in the middle of nowhere and not in New York. Cause Olivia and Elliot would have been on your ass. Special set of detectives. Anyway. So she read her little romance novel. They have their little scene out there in the hammock or whatever. Now let's see. What else happened? After that is when they go on their little we gonna see who fold first.
Yeah, so they had this whole little competition on because Jamal swore that Delaney gonna give in to him, and so basically it's kind of like a standoff because he like, oh, you gonna end up in my bed, honey. It's just a matter of time, and she's like, I bet I won't.
And I bet I don't. Ooh, glad Lane didn't bet no real
Wait a
money.
minute, because I would have looked at him and said, probably. Well, probably I will. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold out as long as possible.
This is me the first night. Look.
Oh.
Hold it like a
Oh.
beach towel. Hold it. I bet you give in before I do, and is. Then gay.
Didn't insert, I didn't already ate.
I was just waiting on you to say fold. That was it. I just needed I just needed a kill.
I've
So
been waiting on
we
you.
both on this, we on the same page. That's great. Anyway,
So
let's
basically, they have this little game, and they basically see who can. Well, he try to see if he can push her far enough to where she giving in, and she trying to see if she could just push him far enough to where he just gives up. But I don't see how she thought that was gonna work in her favor, because you only making the man more horny.
I'm about to
Why
say, you were
would
just
you give
making
up?
him miserable.
Why would he just give up?
I guess a her mind, little game she was trying to play. Childish as fuck, need to grow up.
Be fucking for real.
Be fucking for real, but we all do it. All us do it. Play pussy, get fucked. And that's
Jamal,
exactly what happened.
she was like, well, I want somebody that, I wanna have love. And he like, ain't no such thing. Child's play.
Love, pish posh. What is this? What
Child,
is love?
ain't no such thing. Girl, you ain't gonna never find nobody love you. What you think this is? What type of TV show? This
Fairy tale.
ain't real. That's an illusion.
But child, long story short. Now I don't understand. Well, what I do understand. I get the little puppy love thing, like back and forth with somebody. You end up really, really liking them because, like, of course you don't agree with all their views, but you see that they're a solid person. And so Delaney had, She went to sleep one night and woke up with a revelation like, I love him. And I thought to myself, damn, Delaney's just like me. Because one thing I'm guaranteed to do is what? Fall in love.
Quick as hell.
Every time. It doesn't matter. I've known you for 2 days. I love you.
Love him.
The day after I met you, I love you.
We're
Yeah,
married.
I love him.
I'm spending my life with him.
And I don't blame Delaney. I understand firsthand.
We're gonna be together forever.
Forever come fast, don't
Just in quick as hell.
it? Anyway. Anyway. So Delaney caves, right? And so
She did.
she creates a little ploy to get
And she put on her
little.
little mama velvet suit. Now, let me tell you, I have a quick question about this little outfit that Delaney puts on. A seduction outfit. The outfit seemed very hot and complicated.
Which one?
Whole the pantsuit one.
Because Delaney wore quite a few. What I don't understand is why she brought so many clothes on her sabbatical.
And she could be in that cabin alone. I would have been mostly pajama pants and big t-shirts.
But she bought a full
Had
wardrobe.
nothing sexy in my wardrobe, my boudoir.
But she did tell Buddy that she did like to buy like cute underwear and stuff and feel sexy for herself, which is cool. I understand. But like she came to the cabin with like pulled out all the stops
Candy.
because when they got in the hot tub, she had that barely there swimsuit on. And because she was saying that she wanted Jamal, but she was gonna make him work for it. So now,
It's like, why would you bring this and you supposed to be out here alone all?
not only did she change her mind, but she changed her mind and went all out, honey. Brought all the tricks out her bag. So what I'm trying to understand is, you shouldn't be out here in the middle of fucking nowhere, just cute as hell for a motherfucking month
By yourself.
by yourself. You better than me. Maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe that's a form of self-care.
I would be out there looking. Well, my form of self-care is being out there looking homeless.
Maybe that is a form of self-care to be sissy. Look at me pondering. Look. I'ma try that out.
Delaney forgets to tell Jamal that she never did this before.
Big virgin.
So they in the middle of doing the do, and she was like, I'll just not tell her. And when he finally figured it out, he was a little upset.
He was
Why didn't
angry.
you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? Now, I mean, I've only, given away a virginity once, so I can't speak on, giving it away. but I didn't think men would be mad to find out they wouldn't
You know
be the
what? And then, based on Jamal's little culture, I'm pretty sure he was only upset because where he from, when you take a woman virginity, you got to take them. Like they belong to you. That's your woman. You know what I'm saying? Out of respect for her. Out of respect for her family.
He stressed out, like, do I gotta pay a dowry now? Or...
Like, damn, I didn't defly with you and I can't even marry you.
only got three chickens and a goat with me. Like, that's crazy.
That's why I didn't bring nothing, no gold or nothing. What I'm gonna do? But Jamal also said he was upset about finding out that she was a virgin, but he didn't get up out of there either. He stayed.
Matt.
But Jamal said, I'm here now, bitch, so I might as
Okay,
well.
go ahead and finish it. And they had the nerve to want to continue the conversation after.
Might as well gonna fuck on you. Cause he was like, he was angry about it, but then he was like, but I ain't gonna stop her then. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna stop in that, and we can talk about this later.
Because I'm still putting my dick in your butt. Why
Yeah,
you didn't tell me what?
just know I ain't as happy as I could have been.
Why ain't no other dicks been here?
Thought you were was loose.
Because he said, I don't do virgins.
Oh, well, you know this.
They're crazy that a nigga gonna say I don't do virgins. But what do you do?
You don't, I ain't no virgin no more now.
You won't use pom pom? That's wild, Jamal.
Jamal said he like his women slutted out. Do you feel me?
You ungrateful. Jamal's like my kind of nigga though. You want somebody that's been used and abused? Have your way with me, sir. I'm your girl. But anyway. So they had their first little encounter. They do the do, honey. What I hate though about when people be virgins in fantasy books is they do the do and they first time be so good.
Everybody knows your first time is trash.
My first time was horrendous. And I ain't even talking about like the pain. It was just bad. Like it was corny. There was no romancing or any of that. The lady didn't went in there and turn her room into a winter wonderland.
The
She
Dutch paradise.
got candles and pillows and snow.
That's no.
It's cute in here. She went and put on her lingerie, her lingerie. I lost my virginity. I just got back from a church trip, I think.
Well, nothing special going on with mine either. It was just, it was what it was. You get
That's crazy.
the Popeyes after.
Let's have some chicken.
You want some chicken? He gave me the big piece. I deserved
Nick, you gave me the big piece. Hell.
it. You gave him
Somebody, he gave you the big piece. You gave him your boom boom. For free. Gave it to him for free. You had the chicken after.
piece.
He didn't even have to buy the chicken first. And you then gave him some cat.
That's crazy. He didn't even have to buy the chicken first. I'm disappointed in myself.
That's why I really, but I've done more for less, a cheeseburger. But anyway, that's a different story for a different time. So Delaney sets the mood. Her and Jamal Rasheed,
Rasheed.
they get
The
busy.
crazy is Rasheed ain't nowhere in that man name, but I'm gonna let you keep going. I'm gonna let you make it.
Racism. I'm racist. I've accepted it. It's the card that I have been dealt. See, I see why Southerners have fought with racism for so long. Because when it's on you, it's just on you.
Just on you.
Anyway, Jamal and Delaney have their little moment. It sounds like a beautiful time. I'm really jealous of her. And at this point, we both realize like these folks is not gonna want to leave each other alone. She not gonna come up out that man, and he not gonna come up out that woman. So after they do it, you know, once you do it your first time, it's like you turn into a little vampire. You're trying to fuck all the time. Like that's where your mind is doing it. So of course, they do it a couple of times that first night. I think Delaney roll over, put a little duke on him, and he ready to go again. But he was like, I'ma chill, I'ma chill. But Delaney, little freak ass, is like, no, come on, let's do it. And I knew then when they did it that time, I was like, these folks gonna get themselves in a world of trouble. Cause they ain't mentioned Nan come.
Not one.
He just enrolled over in it. And that's how babies get healed.
It is, you would think somebody with his stature would know that.
He did know, honey. He didn't give a damn. Because he said, you know what I'm saying? We got to. Boop, boop, I'm in here now. I'm in here now. So it just is what it is. So they do the do. They both falling in love. Falling in love. That is a church song, Wylanda. Stop.
Is the best thing I ever
ever done. So they falling in love with each other. Neither one of them is admitting it. You know what I'm saying? They just still out here just fucking or whatever. And they go to a movie one day to stay at the house because you know Jamal trying to give her a little breaky break, trying to be a gentleman even though he's a butthole, trying to give her a little coochie a break. They go to a movie and it's a Denzel Washington movie, and Delaney is going on and on about how handsome Denzel is. And so Jamal say, well, would you go on a date with him? Jamal, this is Denzel damn Washington.
And yes, the hell I would.
Denzel Washington. Would I go on a date with him? How? How I'm gonna go?
Denzel Washington, I'll never meet him. But if you could, would you go on a date with him? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Like, how you jealous of an actor? That's what I knew then. Jamal was in love. Head over heels, because you jealous of Denzel Washington. who's been married his whole acting career.
His whole one.
We don't know Denzel without Paula, Pauletta, whatever her name is.
Child.
But then I feel like Delaney was like, I know he's not trying to sleep with me, but he finna get this pussy tonight. Because they ended up doing it again after that. So, that little week fly by, they had their little first week of sex together or whatever. And so one night they laid up, booed up. So sweet. Jamal get a little call. You already know he got to go home. You know what that call gonna be? Anytime your phone ring in the middle of the night.
Home, come on home.
He got to go on to the house.
So Delaney tried to act like she ain't hurt.
They both do. Both of them devastated.
Devastated, honey.
Oh, Jesus,
Oh.
just hurt. My man, my man, my man.
So Jamal give her basically this family heirloom ring. And she like, you supposed to give it to the woman that you gonna marry. And he was like, I'm giving it to the woman that my heart chooses. Giving it to the one who I could marry. So basically they both tell each other, I love you without, basically saying I love you. But they both letting each other know, you gotta go on about your business and I gotta go on about my life. But you the love of my life. But my thing is, if a nigga tell me he love me, I'm in the back of the limo. Cause it's wild that she love this man, and she really just let him get in the car and drive away. Not me.
Like she let him get in the car and leave, and then he gave her that spiel about you probably carrying my heir. He was like, I know that we won't be together, but if you're pregnant with my child, please let me know. Because I'm gonna love my child and his mother forever. So
Or it.
you want me to be a single mother?
I need to know who's carrying my heir. If this baby is the heir, that I'm the heir apparent. I don't even know if that's the correct term, but if this baby is the heir, I'm there too. We
I'm
both
flued out.
in the air. We
You
in the
got
air because I flew out.
it. Oh, we in there. Package deal. Don't want to name this podcast. I'm gonna name it the title of the book. I'm gonna name it "We in the Air,"
We in the air.
because that's what flew out.
If this the air, then I'm in the air. Do you hear me?
Flewed out. You fuck with me. You stuck with me. Hate that for you, Jamal. What I
Girl,
about to say? Oh, Delaney, go back. Go back home. Well, let's talk about her middling brothers popping up. They big finances. I wish I had a overprotective set of brothers.
my brother called me today and asked me for the cash app from $20 so he could buy this $70 t-shirt. He was $20 short.
Sir, you don't need that. You do not need it.
Protective brother too.
Please, I don't like being the oldest. It's not fun. I want somebody to take care of me. So our
Right.
brothers pop up. They had been looking for her or whatever. They had called Reggie like, "What the fuck, our sister?" And Reggie didn't tell them. So these motherfuckers tracked her cell phone to the
All
cab.
over.
Like, how y'all call the cell? They called the cell. This how you know this book is old, because they called a cell phone company and tracked her roaming.
Yeah, because it wasn't like she was just sharing location or nothing.
They tracked her roaming and it pinged the cab. And so they pop up. And then they pop up right after Jamal had left, pretty much. Talking about it's another
Like,
set.
who that time tracks belong to? She was like, oh, it belonged to a prince.
And they were like, I hope she don't think we fucking believe her. And she done told the truth. Whole time they belonged to a prince. So Delaney rushed back home or whatever, so she can go start her residency in Kentucky. Is it Kentucky? Bowling Green.
Yeah, Kentucky.
So she rushed back to Kentucky to start her residency because she's just so sad.
I'd be sad too.
Just in life is in shambles.
Meanwhile,
Her
Jamal is
man is
over there
gone.
in wherever his country is, and he going through the motions, huh?
And he in shambles too. Sad as hell on that plane.
Sad as hell on that plane. Sad as hell at home, just up in the middle of the night, just looking out the window. He done threw away all his mistresses back at the house. They trying to welcome him home. Like, hey,
He
daddy,
said,
you got the
send them back to their homeland. I don't want them.
They're like, hey, Big Daddy, we got the tub ready for you, the hot tub. You're like, get y'all dusty asses out of here.
You
I
bitch.
don't want y'all hoes.
You could never.
Get these hoes out of my sight.
So when Jamal went back home, he had been set up for an arranged marriage or whatever, and he thought it was strange that the person was in such a hurry to get married. Like the other sheik was in such a hurry to marry off his
That's why
daughter.
he got called home, like, oh, you need to come back home because the marriage.
And he was
The
like, "Well,
marriage
what's the
taking place
hurry?
now.
All of a sudden, why everybody, why is she in such a hurry to get married? Or he's in such a hurry to marry her off?" And they was like, "Oh, because he has feeling here." And Jamal was like, "No, the hell he don't. I was just with beautiful lad. We them motherfuckers was, motherfucker was carrying on more than the youngsters.
He was drinking Four Locos and smoking weed. He is fine.
That man is fine, but I guess stuff happens. So long story short, y'all,
To tell a family secret.
the daughter is a fucking slut."
She's not a slut.
But now she got knocked up by somebody, a high-ranking army official, and the daddy, was trying to save himself the embarrassment. But I'm saying he was a high-ranking
And that
army
baby
official
on the mile.
because it was early stages, so they were gonna say that she got married on a honeymoon.
You know where you keep getting Rashid from? She got another book with a sheik named Rashid.
Do she? Is
She
it
does.
her book with Rashid? Okay, then Brenda, you racist. Brenda racist. Jamal and Rashid. Come on, man.
Jamal and Rashid.
Jamal, Rashid. It ain't me, it's Brenda. It's your fault, Miss Jackson. Anyway, long story short, Jamal found out that girl is a floozy, and y'all know what he decided to do. Go get his motherfucking woman.
Go pull up.
Period.
Why Delaney is at home throwing up and whatever? Because ding, ding, ding. That's right. You guessed it. Sperm swims.
And eat up eggs. Nom, 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 nom,
And eat up egg.
nom,
And you know what happens when the sperm get full off egg? It's a baby.
Ooh-wee. That's a lot of work though, when you think about it. Like them babies are supposed to be here because that man got to shoot that sperm in there. That sperm got to make it to an
You
egg, and
gotta
then that egg and
live.
that
You gotta
sperm
live at least a week and a half, honey.
got to intermingle, twine, spine, da, 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 and make a baby. And then the lady was happy about the baby, y'all. I'd be devastated. My
You
nigga
got it.
gone. My nigga gone. I got to have that
But
baby.
she don't know how to get in contact. Well, she said you could figure it out. And she would have to go through the motions to figure out how to get in contact with him and everything. Like, find out that I'm pregnant, I want to jump. I'm finna jump.
So now I got to write you a letter to tell you that I'm knocked up.
You gonna throw it in the trash.
In all reality, all she got to do is call Reggie, and then Reggie can call the person who, he rent the cabin with, and then the person who
No,
he's.
because he gave her his butler's number, remember?
Oh yeah, I saw Assalamu
Assalamu
alaikum.
alaikum. She gave him his number.
That's now that's racist right there.
She's like, you can get in touch with him at any time of the day. I would have been like, whoa, 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 don't tell us you can get in touch with me at any time of the day. Hold on now.
And could, because he was gonna always be there in the shadows, ready to take care of something. Because he knew his boy had fell in love. He knew.
This is gonna sound really horrible. When Jamal was on his way back to go get Delaney, and Asalaamu was like, how are you feeling, night? How are you feeling now, my prince? And he was like, oh, jubilation or whatever. I thought about Eddie Murphy on Coming to America when he was like, oh, I feel great. I feel great. Like, that's how excited I pictured Jamal on that plane. Like, you know how big Eddie Murphy be smiling on Coming to America? That's how excited Jamal was on that plane, honey.
On me.
So he basically get there, and of course he get there right as her brothers are visiting as well. So he busts through the house and throw it, y'all. He's an all alone, and her brother's like,
Slapping her down.
who the hell is this man grabbing you like that?
Oh,
My baby.
This is my motherfucking man.
Yeah.
She didn't say that. She instantly got sick. Instantly had to go throw up. And so he told her in the bathroom, like, oh, the prince is causing troubles already. Nigga, what?
He was like, I figured I had got you pregnant. Niggas really do know what they be doing. They know exactly the hell that
What
they
they
be
be doing?
doing. They do. That's so annoying that niggas be doing this on purpose. Niggas know exactly what they be doing. I figured you had got pregnant, bitch. What?
How you figure that?
Because I ain't never used no protection. That's how I figured.
I wasn't pulling out of that pussy.
Well, I wasn't planning on pulling out.
God, just gonna change my life for me, huh? Thanks.
Who's gonna change my life for me? Who's gonna decide for me?
I
Wow,
appreciate that.
That's crazy.
Thanks, King.
Drop this baby off at Abu Dhabi and continue to live my best life.
Over there, right in Tehran. You and Jamal G, you can have the time of y'all got their own life.
You and Jamal G.
You and JJ. But anyway, so Jamal comes to get his woman
and take them back to his country.
Take her back to his country. But he said they can spend, you know, they can live half a head.
He said, girl, I don't know why you tripping. We got hospitals there. Get your ass. Get the car.
And I got motherfucking money, baby. It is what it is. What really got me was Jamal said, come on, let me show you this townhouse I bought earlier. Nigga, what?
Earlier? We ain't gonna even stay here.
She was like, we had time to buy a townhouse. She was like, oh, Assalamu alaikum, bought it on the plane.
Assalamu alaikum.
Let's go see it.
What's wild is that he bought that house in Kentucky, but she's originally from Atlanta. So if you were gonna buy a house anywhere, you should have bought it in what?
Atlanta. But he probably bought one there too. Over there in Buckhead.
You said buying a property for no reason. But all
in
right.
America.
Okay, Big Daddy.
But I like that energy, honey. Buy a house to be next to me. Because I guess Jamal said, well, my baby probably don't want to finish school. So.
Yeah, because she did have to finish her residency.
I'm going to stay wherever the fuck my woman is. Let me look at this house. How about us?
This town.
Today.
Who bought that little apartment? Fuck that apartment.
Look at this small ass apartment. Look what I bought. This luxury. Motherfucker was furnished.
Luxury. You better get used to living like this. One of these.
What is it? A nigga with money? Where I can get it from? 81st Daily?
This is Superior. 81st Daily. Superior.
What you need, a superior ass nigga. And that's just that on that. Delaney's Desert Chic Chic.
And that's the story. And 20th anniversary of the book.
You know what story I want to read? And I know I didn't read his story before, but I want to read Thorn.
Oh, I love Thorn. I think I got his book in my library.
I know I've read
Thorn.
Thorn's
I've already read Thorn 50 million times.
But I want to read Thorn. Revisit Thorn. Maybe
What's
we get
Thorn next
revisit
week?
Thorn on my side for next week. That's what I'm about to say. Pain in my ass, Thorn. Cause I love a challenging nigga. You know what I'm saying? One of them that you got to show.
Yep, I got it right here. You know, I love me a mean nigga, and that's my downfall.
One that I can show you better than I can tell you, nigga, that I'm gonna win. We go together real bad. Oh hell yeah.
I love
you
me.
Better get away from me.
I love me one that ain't approachable at all. And that's weird because my personality is not that. My personality is a personality that's like overexcited and bubbly. So why am I attracted to men who look like, don't talk to me, please?
It was crazy. I look like, don't talk to me, please. And I still want to don't talk to me, please, nigga. I want us to both be unfriendly.
Well, yo, nigga friendly.
My nigga hella friendly, and I don't like that. Okay, my nigga is friendly, but he doesn't look approachable.
He does not look approachable. But if you go up there and talk to him, he gonna talk back.
And he is bestest for the resties. Hey, how you doing? He ain't gonna remember your name. Don't bet on him remembering your name. But he nice.
He is. He's one of my favorites.
Not too much of my man. Not too much. He not friendly. He not that friendly. Don't let Courtney get y'all beat the fuck up. Okay.
By Oz.
I'm gonna say by Oz, by his kid, not me.
Cause she don't play by her daddy, huh?
Cause that's who's not. That's really who's not pretty. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So yeah, next week we're gonna read Thorn. Look at us doing right, having a book already.
I know, I'm proud of us. And
somebody
I
like,
over here, so
I don't, I'm gonna have to go back. I remember when we first started doing these, we'd be prepared for the next week. We'd have a book ready to go, lined up. And then we got comfortable, honey, and didn't have shit lined up with problems.
Problems. And I'm gonna go ahead and try to edit this tomorrow. Because that's why I love tomorrow.
That's the best thing Glo could have said. The sun ain't gonna always shine or something like that, don't you? But that's why I love tomorrow.
But that's why I love tomorrow.
That's an affirmation. It don't look great today.
But that's why I love
tomorrow. I have tomorrow. My God! That'll preach. That'll preach. If nothing else will preach, that'll preach. Have mercy.
Well, thank y'all for joining us again after our little sabbatical.
Yeah, we've been on the sabbatical. That's so sad. Hopefully this one won't. We get back in the swing of things.
Yeah, we trying to get back in the swing of things for 2023. You know, it's coming up on 2 years. So
we're going to do better.
But we'll see y'all next week when we do Thorns Challenge by the same Brenda Jackson.
Big Breen, not the little one. The biggest.
The biggest Brenda. The biggest Brenda. Okay.
Hey, y'all.
And we out. Bye.